You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Barrett. Coming up, Wisconsin's Department of Health Services estimates that about 1 in 10 homes in the state has high levels of the odorless invisible gas radon. We'll learn that means for our health and how we can detect and fix the problem. First, Larry Mueller joins me for the Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Member Drive. You count on the Ideas Network for great conversations. It's your gift of any amount that makes these conversations possible. Listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. That's why your support right now makes such a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, I have some good news, Rob. Last hour, we heard from 31 new and returning members. Thank you for all of those gifts. That's wonderful news. And right now, I want to continue that exciting opportunity. When 300 people make a donation today, $20,000 will be secured for WPR programming from a group of generous members. And we're now looking at, I think, just 60 more people.
We're knocking on the door, Larry.
Yes.
We could do it hopefully by the end of this afternoon even. Now, these generous members of Wisconsin Public Radio, this is their way of encouraging you to join them in support of Wisconsin Public Radio. They're challenging you. They're daring you. Pick up that challenge. Your gift of any amount right now makes a difference, gets us one step closer at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I double dare you.
Yeah. Give twice.
Give twice. Yeah, you enjoy listening to public radio, of course, because partly because we're commercial-free, and that means we depend on other sources of funding. We've got state, federal, business sponsors, they're very important. And there's another source that's very important as well.
That is you. The largest piece of funding for WPR programs comes from you. Your support makes all the difference. It's really the backbone of how things work here. When you give, you keep quality, independent conversations, talk programs, news, and more coming to you each and every day. Make your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you can celebrate Wisconsin's sunny days any day when you ask for your new WPR mug. I've got a good friend who has that mug and just loves it. It features a navy retro sunshine and pine tree design with a bold shout out to your number one Wisconsin Public Radio station. Support WPR with your gift, $10 a month or more right now, and ask for yours at WPR.org at 888-202-2552.
Why should you give at this particular moment? Because you're listening right now, and you're thinking about it right now.
It's the right thing to do, and you'll feel good when you do it. WPR, it's an important public source and public service, and you'll be making an investment in quality music, entertainment, and news and talk.
We're going to use your donation wisely. We'll put it to work making the programs that you listen to every day. You will hear your gift on the air. Support Wisconsin Public Radio right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can turn on the radio every day without an upfront charge, of course, and enjoy hours of classical music, the news, the in-depth conversations, the great entertainment. WPR is available to everyone because listeners like you help cover the cost.
Join the team today. Become a member with your first ever gift of maybe $10 a month or $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And that member challenge is still in effect. When 300 people make a gift to WPR, $20,000 from generous members will be secured for the WPR programs you depend on.
And ask for your 2022 WPR mug when you give $10 a month or more. Grab that mug at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you might want to become a sustaining member. I think this would be a good time to do it. It's easy to set up. It's convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or use your credit card. Get started right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Lisa in La Crosse says, I appreciate that WPR dives deeply into issues rather than covering them in two-minute sound bites. And Elizabeth in Appleton says, I listen every day. I'm increasing my sustainer pledge because it's time to do so. Elizabeth, thank you. Lisa, thank you. How about you? Make your very important gift. You count on us for great conversations on the Ideas Network. We count on you. to help pay for it all. Give now takes just a few minutes. Online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And thank you. This is Central Time. If you haven't heard of it, radon is a natural gas that can work its way up from underground and get into our homes and our buildings. You can't really recognize it by sight or smell. You got to use a test, and elevated levels of radon can cause lung health problems if left undetected and untreated in our homes. Wisconsin's Department of Health Services estimates that about a tenth, 1 in 10 homes in Wisconsin actually have high radon levels. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Have you had radon problems in your home? How did you find out about it? What did it take to fix the problem? Do you have questions? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Jessica Maloney is Indoor Air Program Manager and HUD Healthy Homes Project Director for the Bureau of Environmental and Occupational Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Jess, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Well, I gave a very abridged description of radon there. Jess, can you tell us a little more about what it is?
Absolutely. It's a topic that a lot of people are getting more interested in if there's more people working from home now. So radon is naturally comes from the ground. It's a gas that's a breakdown product of uranium, which is found naturally in soils throughout Wisconsin. So when uranium breaks down, when it decays over time, it changes form. And radon is one of those products that it forms. So like you said before, it's a colorless, odorless, radioactive gas that enters buildings through cracks in foundations and the slab of a home or through sump cracks and utility lines. And like you mentioned, it's the second leading cause of lung cancer and leading cause in non-smokers.
Now, the estimate from the Department of Health Services, 1 out of 10 houses with a high level of radon. What constitutes, what defines a high level?
Yeah, a high level is defined by the United States Environmental Protection Agency as a level above 4 picocuries per liter. That picocuries per liter is that measurement unit that is used to describe the radon amounts that comes in your home.
Yeah, we had a call from a listener named Chris with a quick question. Are there particular types of geological areas or regions of the state that we think of as being, you know, more or I guess less prone to radon?
There are some areas of the state that we know have consistently elevated levels. If you check out our website at lowradon.org, there's an interactive map on there that has shown the levels of test results that we've seen throughout the state. And we've collected these over several years and are still collecting them. And you can see it's color-coded so that you can see the areas that are darker red are areas that we know have higher levels. So some in the Fox Valley, in central Wisconsin, we've seen a lot in the Waukesha County area, and La Crosse area as well. But we've really seen high levels throughout the state. We just know that there's certain areas that have higher levels than others. And the only way to know is if you test your home.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask about next. We can't smell it. We can't see it. What kind of testing do we need to do to find out whether or not we have a radon problem?
There's a couple different types of tests that you can do. There's a short-term test kit, which you can put out for 2 to 3 days. And that'll give you about a snapshot in time, is what I like to call it. And then there's a long-term test kit that you can put in place, which is a more accurate test of your exposure levels, because you can leave it out longer and potentially through a few seasons. And it's a more accurate level of how your home is used, and it can reflect the changes in weather patterns. Because we know that radon levels can fluctuate over time and based on how your home is used, based on weather patterns. So if you want to just get an idea if radon's a problem in your home, put out that short-term test kit. And if it comes back elevated, we recommend putting out another short-term test kit and averaging those two results. And if they're above 4, take action on mitigation. But if you put out that long-term test kit and it comes back elevated, we recommend that you look into mitigation.
We're talking to Jess Maloney, Indoor Air Program Manager for Wisconsin's Department of Health Services. We're talking about how to test, assess, and what to do about radon gas levels in our homes. You can join in if you have an experience with radon yourself or if you have a question. 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We're talking to Jessica Maloney, Indoor Air Program Manager for Wisconsin's Department of Health Services. We're talking about radon gas awareness, what to do to find out if you have a problem in your home, what to do if you find out you do have a problem. You could join in if you have a question at 800-642-1234. Jess, as far as who should be testing for radon, is the recommendation that everybody do it?
Everybody should test for radon. You can test for it yourself, like I mentioned before, putting out those test kits. We do recommend, though, if you're selling your home or you're buying a home, you have someone who is a certified professional to do the test because they know the best practices. And they'll give you a nice report on what they found and what to do next for your next step. But it is a test that you can perform yourself as well.
Suppose we do find those higher than desired radon levels and we retest and it's still there. What do you do then? What is involved in radon, remediation?
Right. The important thing to know is that when you test and you find an elevated level, it can be fixed. And the name of the system is called a sub-slab depressurization system, and the contractors that specialize in fixing radon are called mitigators. We have a listing on our state website that shows the number of mitigators and how they're spread across the state. So if you are in need of a certified contractor, we recommend you check out that listing of mitigators, and they'll come out to your home and walk through with you what they're going to be doing. And basically, a system is the main method is installing a vent pipe and attaching a fan to it that will draw the gas from beneath the slab of the home and vent it right outside so that it never enters the home with the mitigation system.
If people have financial trouble, is there help out there at the state or federal level to help people pay for those kind of mitigations?
Yeah, there's some pockets of money out there that are available to a variety of homeowners that might be lower income. We rely heavily on resources from the federal level, either through the Housing and Urban Development Program. They have a Healthy Homes funding in some areas of Wisconsin, and also the USDA has a home repair program that offers assistance to rural homeowners as well.
Now, I know with some kind of indoor pollutants, Jessica, natural gas leak, carbon monoxide problems, we need to kind of get out of the environment right away. Radon is a slower burn problem, right? We don't need to panic and flee the scene if we find that high radon level.
Yeah, fortunately, we don't usually evacuate for radon. It's not one of those things that's an immediate health concern. And it is, when we look at our exposure levels, we're looking at our lifetime exposure. So you may be living in a residence now that has elevated radon, but do you know what the radon levels were in all the other residences you've been in your entire life? So you want to reduce those exposures as much as possible by testing your home environment where you tend to spend the most time. So,
And then we've been focusing, I think, on home owners here. How about renters and landlords, people who rent to people? Is this something that you're hoping they're watching for as well?
That's certainly an area we're trying to get more involvement in. There are no requirements that landlords test their residents for radon at this point in time. If a renter wants to know their radon levels, we encourage them to work with their landlord to let them know if they're going to be placing a test, because once a person puts out a test kit, by Wisconsin state real estate laws, they have to disclose that level once they have tested for it. So when the home is sold or the property is sold, any sort of radon testing that's been done has to be disclosed in future sales.
Let's bring on a caller. Owen is with us in Wauwega. Owen, hi.
Hi. Hi, Rob. How are you? I've heard a lot of different things about radon and mitigation. And I guess the one thing I wanted to know was, is there certain soil types that are more susceptible to radon? I know it comes from bedrock, but I didn't know if there was other soil types like clay, loam, sand, that were more, you know, adverse to having that type of contamination. And then the other question I had was, what's the typical budget? Is there a budget that we can look at by square feet to contract this mitigation that we should kind of go by as like an average price? Or is there some other suggested methods? Somebody was telling me the other day, and the best way to go is on a pipe underneath the slab completely through some sort of, you know, stone with a tiling type of situation where the air can flow directly in between the slab and the foundation and the footings.
Owen, thanks for the call. You mentioned, Jess, a map that people can go to at the DHS website, dhs.wisconsin.gov/radon, to find if their part of the state is more prone to it. But what do you know, a ballpark of like what these mitigations, whether the one you mentioned or the one Owen's talking about, might cost?
Typically, we're seeing systems installed between $800 and $1,500. That's been a pretty common price point for an average system. But it can vary depending on the kind of basement types that you have. So if you have a home that's got a traditional basement, but then it's also got a crawl space and maybe there's a dirt floor in part of the area, that might be a bit more complicated because they need to establish a good draw from underneath the slab. And if there's a dirt floor, they're going to have to put something down like a tarp or some cement or some kind of something to sort of seal and cap off that gas from entering into the home, and so that it goes through that pipe and out to the air instead of through various cracks and crevices. So sealing will be a part of the system that is involved with installation.
Thanks, Owen, for the call. Jessica, can you leave us with a plug for where people can go for resources in the state if they want to know more about radon?
Absolutely. I recommend everybody check out lowradon.org. That's our state health department webpage that has lots of information for consumers on where to find a test kit, who to contact in your area. We have Radon Information Center representatives that are trained on testing and mitigation that can walk you through the process and help you get hooked up with a test kit or talk to you about what a good mitigation system might look like.
Jessica, thanks again for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Jessica Maloney is Indoor Air Program Manager for the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Again, that website is lowradon.org. I gave that longer URL. That's way easier. Lowradon.org for info about radon here in Wisconsin. Now it's the Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Membership Drive, your chance to support conversations that you count on here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller is with me. Our goal is to keep bringing you topics, conversations, useful information that you hear each and every day.
And you can make a great impact on the on our programming today when you give. When you and 299, I should say, when you and 299 of your fellow listeners make a gift for the programs you count on, you'll help secure $20,000 for WPR from a group of generous members.
And we're getting there, Larry. 50 more needed. We've been going since this morning. 50 more gifts will meet that challenge. You can get us one step along that way. It's a way to encourage you to join those generous members in supporting the WPR programs that inform and inspire you and the entire state of Wisconsin and beyond.
And that's less than two people a minute here for the rest of the show. Your participation now is vital Hey, we only have you can be one of those two people in the next minute here. Be one of the 300 people, though, to meet the challenge. Starts with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. I love that that segment on radon, by the way.
I thought that was a Larry kind of segment, Larry.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing we like to do at from 11 to 12:30, and it was good to hear it on your program. I thought I learned a couple of things on the show, even though I've covered it myself. Lots of great conversations on your show. And as you listen to the show, I think you can count on a lot more great conversations from Central Time.
WPR is listener supported. That means your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes all the topics you tune in for every day possible. Choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
And the easiest way to make sure that your support for WPR is always current, become a sustainer. That means that your monthly gift, whether it's $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, comes to WPR month after month, year after year. So get started now. It'll feel great at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We can't do what we do without you. You can also pick up, by the way, show your WPR pride when you drink warm beverages with the 2022 WPR mug. It's got a cool design, sunbeams over a Wisconsin landscape. Ask for yours when you give $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You could probably put cold liquids in there, too.
I do that with mugs sometimes, Larry. Yeah, I can go either way with mugs.
Well, we're asking right now for you, as you listen here, to become a shareholder in WPR. Make your monthly gift online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Lee Ying in Baraboo says, I love all your programs. Amy in Madison says, I love listening every day and want to make sure the programs continue. Also like to get my WPR swag every year. Thank you both so much. Your turn now. Make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and thank you. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We've got Larry Mueller with us from The Larry Mueller Show. We're going to talk about stuff with Larry today. A lot of that stuff will be gardening related. It's the depths of February, but gardening is just around the corner, and we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What are your garden plans for this year? Do you get excited as we get closer and closer to spring and gardening season? Do you have some starters going already? I saw some of the people on the social media with pictures of seed starters inside their houses. Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. And, you know, Larry has this thing every Friday. It's called Garden Talk. Have you ever learned something from Garden Talk that you took and put into practice in your own garden? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Rob. You know, I'm not a master gardener.
No.
But I tell you what, I have learned so much on that Garden Talk program on Fridays. It's been such a fun time for me to host that show every week. And I think it's a very popular program on Wisconsin Public Radio as well.
Yeah, and I've way back in the day when I was a fill-in host, Larry, I got to sit in for you hosting it. And there's a, you know, people could notice a slight difference where you knew a lot about gardening, and I was kind of a gardening idiot. But it was still a lot of fun, and I learned a lot, too. We're going to get to some particulars. I want to hear some of what you've learned over the years, Larry, and hear from some listeners at 800-642-1234. Want to check in, though, on this our winter member drive today. Special day. We've got this all-day challenge. If we get to 300 gifts during the day, we get an extra $20,000 from a group of generous members who want to encourage you to give. Larry, we just need 40 more today.
Oh, we can get that by 5 o'clock, can't we?
I hope so. I think we could. if people get to the phones, get to the computers right now, you can give, support great conversations, Central Time, Larry Mueller Show, Garden Talk, your Food Friday. Make your gift right now at WPR.org. That's WPR.org or call with your gift, 888-202-2552. I'm going to say it again because I'm switching back and forth between two phone numbers. You want to give money? 888-202-2552. You want to talk about your garden plans, and we want to hear you talk about your garden plans. 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. Are you excited? Is that what's keeping you going through the last stretch of winter here? 800-642-1234. Larry, I mentioned, let's talk about gardening, and you keep talking. Rob, straw bale gardening. Straw bale gardening. Tell us about your straw bales, Larry.
I really love straw bale gardening, and it's the result of a show that I did with a guy by the name of Joel Karsten. He's from Minnesota, and he wrote this book on straw bale gardens, and he's got another one, Straw Bale Gardens Complete. It's a breakthrough vegetable gardening method. And he was so enthusiastic about it, I thought to myself, you know what, you got to try this too. So I got a copy of his book, and I followed the directions. You have to kind of season the bales. You have to get some bales. Bales of hay I got from a buddy who's a farmer. And then you season them in the spring.
A little salt and pepper, vinegar.
There's a little water that you have to do every day. This is, goes over about a 10-day period. If I'm trying to remember now off the top of my head, it's about 10 days. Each day you water. And then you you also add to the bales themselves a little bit of nitrogen fertilizer and just kind of mix that, put that in on the top and throw a little water on it, and it kind of seeps down into the bales. And then those bales start working, and they start decomposing inside, and they get warm. And then you can come in. I'm pretty much a plant guy, so in my straw bales. So I put tomato plants for sure. I'll have squash plants. I can have cucumbers, and I'll have them all growing out of all corners of the bale.
So it's growing right out of the bale.
Right out of the bale. And I tell you, and I have them by the back door of my house because that's a south-facing, and it gets a lot of sun. There's not a tree back there, so it gets really good sunlight. And I have one bale right next to the back steps of my porch steps. And so in the summertime, when those, I put cherry tomatoes right next to those steps. And so when I come home in the evening or I go out in the morning, I've got a handful of cherry tomatoes I can just grab and eat, take along with me. So it's really a lot of fun. And the one thing that I found about it is that there might be other people in the neighborhood who are having some disease problems. Or even rabbit problems. And I don't tend to have those problems with the straw bales because, the plants are sticking up a little bit higher. They're away from the ground. And those roots, those plants just go off because that bale is producing nutrients as it decomposes, and they're feeding on those nutrients.
Central Time, Rob Ferret here with Larry Mueller. We're talking about our excitement for gardening season. You can hear how excited Larry is about his hay bale garden. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you have a garden plan, a scheme in the works for 2022? Tell us about it. Tell Larry about it. He's the host of Garden Talk. He loves to hear about your gardens. I do too. And I'll be more envious. You could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Sorry, Larry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, while you're at it, you might help us meet this this challenge, Grant. I think we have 40 to go.
Yeah.
40 more calls to go. And if we get those before 5 o'clock, that would be wonderful. But we will create a $20,000 if we hit 300 contributions. So not going to take much. It's going to be 40 more people. How many thousands of people are listening right now? If you're one of those who haven't given yet, go to WPR.org and make that contribution, or you can call that 800-888-202-2552. And while I'm at it, if you have another question about Rob's show or about what we do or about what my show or what I do, if you're all right with that, Rob, I'd say let them ask those questions too.
Definitely. Call into the show at 800-642-1234. Make your gift, at WPR.org. Support great conversations, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. My garden, I garden every year, Larry. And I guess the word that would describe my gardening is unambitious. it's like a little garden patch. If you think the word garden, it's bigger, it's too big. It's not really rectangular. It's just kind of this blurb with this, you know, poorly made chicken wire fence to keep the rabbits out. But I get my, here's what I do. I plant zucchini and I plant cucumbers and I plant something else. And every year I get zucchini and I get cucumbers and nothing else. The third thing I try is gonna fail. What do I need to do, Larry? What do I need to find to get more success apart from the zooks and cukes?
Well, I tell you what, do you have... You have trees in, I mean, what's your yard like? Is it open? I mean,
openish. You know, there's some trees, but there's a fair amount of sun. And actually, a couple trees just came down. So there's more. I did better last year now that there's more sun. That did help.
Well, one thing you can do is you can amend your soil. One thing I would recommend you do, and this isn't if the soil's not frozen back there, get yourself a soil sample. And find out and tell, you grab some soil, you go to the soil testing lab. UW has one, and you can mail your soil sample in. They'll tell you what to do and how to do it. And then you can say, I'm growing vegetables or whatever it is, anybody else is growing. And then they'll come back and they'll say, well, your soil could use a little more nitrogen or something. It will not say it needs more phosphorus because our soils are plenty full of phosphorus, but it'll give you recommendations.
Huh.
And so I highly recommend that. And then there's ways to kind of amend the soil. You can use, if you've got a mulch, a pot in the back somewhere, and let that mulch, sort of work down to nothing. And then you can kind of amend that, put it into your garden mixture, spade it in. And that's going to help with the overall soil health.
Sure. Well, that's great. And I do have a successful composting operation going. So I got that on my side. Hey, let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Jordan is with us in Madison. Jordan, hi.
Hey, Jordan.
Hey, Rob. How you doing? Hey, Larry. I had to kind of give you a little heck here, Rob. You had to bring in the big gun.
Yeah. I need all the help I can get, man.
Yeah, the big guns with Larry there. Oh, my gosh. But, what I had to really say, though, is that when it comes to listening to WPR throughout the day, it's really anchored by, Larry's show in the latter part of the morning and then, of course, Central Time later in the afternoon. And it really kind of, for local stuff, that's really, that's the anchor of what people should take notice of.
Jordan, thanks. How long have you been listening?
Let's see, 30 plus years.
Oh, good for you.
Wow. Maybe even longer.
And we haven't chased you off yet, Jordan. That's fantastic. Thanks for calling in and sharing that, Jordan. I appreciate it. It's funny, Larry. I used to screen calls. I was a producer on the Joy Cardine show before the Tom Clark show. And it's great because some of the people I used to, take calls from back in the day, they're still calling into Central Time. We got a lot of lifelong relationships, right?
Well, that's right, and I've been doing it so long that I have. Oftentimes, I will. I teach a class, or I teach classes at the UW as well, and I've had people come to me and say, students come to me, after a class and say, "Oh, I'm so glad to be in your class. I started, my dad started listening to you, and then he got married, and then they had me, and now I'm listening to you," and it makes me feel kind of old, but I like that.
Yeah. Jordan, thanks a lot for calling in. Hey, we're having some fun with Larry Mueller here. You can call in to do a couple different things. You could join in if you want to ask about our shows or share your gardening excitement, hopes, fears for 2022. You can call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And remember, we got this winter member drive going on right now. A special day, a great time to support your favorite public radio station, because once we get up to 300 gifts today, and we were 40 short of that last I checked, we're on the way. We get an extra $20,000 from current members. You can support, help us hit that goal at WPR.org. That's online, WPR.org, or call 888-202-2552. I'll say that again. Dial it up right now, 888-202-2552, to make your guest. More to come with Larry Mueller. Join in with your calls at 800-642-1234. This is Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Larry Mueller is with me. It is the Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Member Drive, your chance to support great conversations here on the Ideas Network. You can make your gift at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Help us hit this very special challenge today, looking for 300 gifts to get a bonus $20,000 from current members. Marching our way over there, we can do it with your help at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Also talking to Larry about, you know, stuff. Our shows, our excitement about gardening, our various skill levels. You could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Maggie is on the line with us now in Madison. Maggie, hi.
Hi.
What do you want to bring up, Maggie?
Yeah, so I always listen to WPR during my commute in the morning and on the way home. And I always hear the advertisement for Garden Talk, but it's during my work hours. And so I either have to download it or listen to it later. What goes into the scheduling for times for shows when you guys are doing them, and kind of do they change, and how does that work?
They don't change that often, Maggie. They do change sometimes. I guess I wouldn't hold your breath on Garden Talk moving into your commute anytime soon. I would say just tell your employees, hey, shut up. We're taking an hour and a half break now and listening to Garden Talk every day. No, I think your best bet is to do what you're doing, Maggie. Keep downloading Larry's show or listening to it at WPR.org. You can check out the archives on the Wisconsin Public Radio app. I know that's probably not exactly the answer you're hoping for. Larry, I don't know. What do you want? Do you want to, do you want to swap times?
There's one.
Don't let
one,
us do that.
One other thing you can do, and that is Saturday morning. If you're an early riser,
oh, yeah.
6 to 7 every Saturday morning, the first hour of Garden Talk plays. And so it's a re-recording, a rerun, I guess we could say, of the first hour of the Friday show. It replays Saturday mornings at 6. So that's another way. Actually, you're still listening to a recording. It's not live. You can't call in with questions at that point, but at least, you know, just laze around in bed and listen. I know some people who tell me that. Some gal said, I've spent a lot of time in bed with you, Larry. I said, what do you mean? And she said, well, every Saturday morning I get some coffee and I lay in bed and I drink coffee and I listen to Garden Talk.
Fantastic. Maggie, thanks for calling in at 800-642-1234. Remember, you could support Garden Talk and Central Time and the Larry Mueller Show, everything you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, the app, the website where you could listen to stuff later. Make a gift right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Maybe $10 a month. Pick up the new Wisconsin Public Radio mug. Give whatever amount works for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller with me on Central Time. Let's go back to your calls now. Samantha is with us in Whitehall. Samantha, hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I was just wondering, Larry, what would be the best thing? My mom lives in a trailer court where there's all these pine trees, and in her yard, nothing seems to really grow. Is there anything, like when the summer, spring comes, that she could plant that's like flowers? Because she's not a vegetable person. She doesn't eat them, but she doesn't like to plant them, but she is a flower person. Ooh, and so I'll take the answer off the air. Thank
Larry,
you.
I bet this question has come up on Garden Talk a time or two.
Yeah, that's come up on Garden Talk a time or two. And, you know, if I could see the site, I'd probably know a little better. But one thing that she can do, and one thing, frankly, that I do, I've got some pots. And if the ground is too hard, or she, you know, she's an older lady, probably may not be able to do the kind of digging around that she would might need to do. But she could always buy some pots, and she could set some, make a nice arrangement of pots with flowers in them. Then she, for some of those, she could pull inside in the winter and then take them back out in the summer. So that's one thing I would do if I was in her shoes. Another thing she could do would be, you know, pay attention to where's the sun? How many hours a day? She could just sort of do a little test and see how many hours a day she gets sun on which side of her trailer. You know, does she get more sun in the on the front side or more on the back? And she could do some, if she can get 6 hours, 6 to 7 hours of sunlight, she could plant a whole host of flowers that are going to go really, really well. And for her, maybe she could do something that, like I've done, which is to set up a little prairie garden. And I set mine up between the sidewalk and the street. You know, there's that little, what is it?
Four, like a terrace there?
Yeah, that 4 foot wide or whatever. And I put prairie plants in there and, you know, blue stem plants, things of that nature. They look pretty and you don't have to replant them. They come back every year and that's a good thing. And so she might consider a mix of prairie plants, prairie seeds, and she can plant those from seed if she would just work the soil up a little bit and keep them watered, and they'll grow. And then if she has shady areas, there are plenty of shade-tolerant plants that that work very well. And you know, if you go to the garden center, you look at like hostas, for example. Mm. Gosh, hostas are they'll stand
they'll
up
grow anywhere.
They'll grow up anywhere. And they're pretty, and they add a lot of color, a nice, vibrant green color, some of them, to the shady areas of her home.
Thanks a lot for that call. We heard from Joni, who couldn't stay on the line, wondering what the difference between hay bales and straw bales. You do straw bale gardening, Larry. I think I said hay bale at one point.
Well, I've used hay bales, but you can use straw. Either one will work. And in, as a matter of fact, Joel Karsten has done this work in Vietnam and other Asian countries where obviously they don't have hay bales, but they have palm leaves and, you know, cane, sugar cane plants and so forth. And he taught and can show, I think he does it in his book too, how to compact those together and make your own bales. And he's had very good success, and they've had very good success in some Asian countries using those. So anything like that can work. It needs a little start, you know, with the straw bales. It needs a little nitrogen fertilizer to get it going. But once it's going, it starts to decompose, and then it produces nutrients that your plants can use.
Well, we better remind people that this is a winter member drive. You can support great conversations on Central Time and the Larry Mueller Show, all your favorite programs, with a gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Larry, we're trying to get to 300 gifts for the day. Now we're down to, we just need 30 more.
Oh, come on, folks. If you haven't given yet, now is the time to do it. It would be, I'd love to get it in the next 3 minutes. It may not be possible, but we need to get it before the end of the day.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah, definitely.
Before the end of the day. You can make a difference. We need 300. There's 40 more to go. 30 more to go. That's it. If you haven't given yet, now is really the time to do it. Just go to WPR.org. And by the way, it doesn't matter how much you give. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution.
Had a lot of fun talking with Larry today. I enjoy this job. I know, Larry, you enjoy
your job,
too. And I really like that we can both be part of these great statewide conversations where we're bringing together people to talk about big stuff, small stuff, fun stuff, everywhere in between. A lot of great reasons to give. Larry, bring it home.
If you haven't given yet, now is really the time. Go to WPR.org. That's WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Rob and I love our jobs. We love what we do. I hope you love listening to the both of us and the guests that we have even more. And if you do, now's the time to do it and help us over the top. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution.